Amen. Okay, so we're Baruch Hashem, we're gathered here today to celebrate the presence and unfortunately the departure of a very special person. Also, speaking about eulogies, you're speaking about eulogies, a very important quote that you're saying over here. Shmuel Birnbaum, actually, Kiyadua, once said that how come at a Sheva Brachas we talk about the Chassan as if he's a, you know, as if it's a Hesped? Why by, Shmuel Birnbaum asked once, why by a Sheva Brachas do we talk like the Bacher like it's a Hesped?
Why do we talk about the Chassan, or Meshabeach,
and that we speak so highly and we praise him so much as if it's a Hesped? As if it's a Hesped. So said Shmuel Birnbaum, he says, why? Because that's the truth is that somebody did die at a Sheva Brachas. A Bacher hatishtarben. A Bacher died. So we're speaking about the Bachras. We're speaking about the person who has developed to that extent, who has now become a Chassan. So yes, there is an element of an ending. However, though, how does that mean by somebody who's been living in Eretz Yisrael, who's going back to America? There is an element of death, but death actually brings new life. And that's kind of what a Hesped is. It's not just that we're sad about the loss, but we're also celebrating the steiging that a person did in this world to go on to the next world to be zoicha, to be who they are. Someone like a Yehuda, who has been so much a chelik of our kol, he came in, I remember the first time he came in with a beautiful, bright, beautiful, either it was a pink shirt, or it was a blue shirt, what color was the shirt?
It was green.
It was green, and I said, listen, Yehuda, we love you, we care about you. I said, but one thing, is that I see you're a Ben Torah. I want other people to see it too. I probably said that in my head. But Yehuda was somebody, Baruch Hashem, was somebody who came in and did such a good job at meshing himself in with the oil. He was somebody who's, you know, the terminology is called Nechba El Hakelim, somebody who's so able to be such an onav. He doesn't have to stand out. He doesn't have to be the part of the life of the party, but he has quiet confidence. He's somebody who's so much a part of the Chabura, so much a part of everybody together. He gives such much a simcha, and we were going to lose such an idea. And as much as, unfortunately, as he's going to leave, we also know that the level and the extent of steiging that he did here, that he came every day, that he was mamish, mercy nefesh to be here. It was not simple to be here every single day. But the imamish came, and he took the sugya seriously, and he took everything, the learning seriously, followed the rules. A lot of people can unfortunately come in, and we've seen it, you know, people can come in, come out, hey, the rules here, the rules there, it doesn't really matter to them. But someone who takes the achrayas seriously. Now, someone could say, maybe I'm a little bit biased, because his Rebbetzin is one of my students. And the answer is, yes, yes I am, I'm extremely biased. But nonetheless, I can still see the MS, that someone like a Yehuda has been such a special chelik of our chabura, such a special chelik of our koil, and Mirz Hashem, I give you a bracha, you should continue to go weiter, Michael Achayel, and I want to say Dvar Torah L'Kavod you as well. Okay, so this week's Parsha, as we know.
He forgot also that he's also Bukhari.
So Parsha's Bachaloscha, right? Okay. So Parsha's Bachaloscha tells us, Kiyadua, about the mitzvah of Halakas HaMenorah, the lighting of the menorah itself. Right? The Torah tells us that Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, speak to Aaron and say to him, when you kindle the lamps, when you light the menorah, face towards the menorah, the seven lamps and cast light. So Aaron was given the special mitzvah of Halakas HaMenorah. And Rashi tells us, Laman Nismacha, Parshas HaMenorah, the Parshas HaNesiim. Last week's Parsha Kiyadua, the Nesiim brought all the different karbanis to the Mishkan the first time that it was being dedicated. That was a special moment in the time of the Jewish people, and the Nesiim, each one brought a karban. And yet the one Shevet that was not shaykh to bringing the karbanis, who was it? Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi did not bring karbanis. It was only all the other Shvatim, but not Shevet Levi. Lefish kishara Aaron chanukas haNesiim, that when Aaron HaKohen saw the Nesiim bringing the karbanis, preparing to dedicate the Mishkan, chol she'oz daita, he became very, very sad. Shalahoysa yimayim b'chanukah, the Chanukah. He was not shaykh to them to be included in the inauguration. Loi hu v'loi shiftoi. Omar l'akash baruch Hashem said to Aaron, don't worry, chayecha, upon your life, shalchag gedoyle mishalem, your chelik is much larger than their chelik. Sha'ata madlik u'metiv v'sanderis. Because you are madlik and you're metiv v'sanderis. You prepare the wicks, you light the menorah.
What's metiv?
Metiv means to prepare the wicks, like I said. To prepare the wicks. So Frek the Ramban has a very interesting, very, to be honest, a very strong question here. He says, why is it for Aaron HaKohen that in a sense what made him happy, because again, if he was sad and Hashem comes to Aaron and says, don't worry, I give you a huge chelik, it's called the Halakas HaMenorah, why does that seem to actually make Aaron happy? Why is that the thing that makes him happy? Seemingly, what does Aaron HaKohen have? Aaron is part of a very special cadre of people. He's Kohanim. the Kohanim, you want to talk about things that are exclusive, Ribbono Shel Olam. Aaron goes into the Makom HaMikdash how many times a year?
One
time a year. Even that one time is better than anybody else gets, right? What does he do? The Ktoris? Haktoris, Haktoris every day? The Kohanim. Why is it specifically that Aaron HaKohen is Cholash Daito by the fact, by the menorah, by the fact that he couldn't be shy to the Chanukah Samizbeach, the Chanukah Samishkon, but somehow, some way, the menorah is what gives him his menucha? It's a good question. It seems to be a little bit hard to understand. For example, he says, "Ubechol kol karbanos, ubemichas chavitim, ubavedis yom kippurim." Everything is only dependent on him. So why is it ma tam lechavishus hadas hazu? Why is he sad? So instead, famously, the Ramban gives a chai. He says, "Why? It's not referring to hadlakas hamenorah in the Mishkan or in the Beis Hamikdash. It's referring to the mitzvah of menorah of Hanukkah throughout all generations, and that's unique." Because the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, that was only dependent on the time when it was around. But the menorah for the thousand generations later, that was, in a sense, what gave Aaron HaKohen his menucha, it took away his sense of depression, that he wasn't shaykh to the Nasi.
Yeah, but we all like menorah.
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, so you're Nasimer, you're mamish, like always, you're on the ball. Okay, so let's ask a question like this, Mishuldi. Okay, so again, that's what the Ramban asks. The Ramban again answers, it's referring to the menorah of Chanukah. But I would like to suggest maybe a different shot, but in the classic Jewish sense, I want to first ask a few questions, and then Mimir Sa Hashem will be miyashavit, right? Like a good Jew, you answer a question with a question. Okay, what do I mean? There's a very famous Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Bias Mikdash that the halacha of the halakas ha-menorah is not exclusive to a kohen. It's doz azach. That really even a zar, a non-kohen, is able to be madlik menorah. It happens to work out, because where physically is the menorah actually located? It's in the mikdash. It's in the actual heichal. So a non-kohen can't go in there. But technically, if the menorah was able to take it out in the azara, as it's like the Rambam, even a non-kohen could be madlik the menorah. So that's a pel de gazach. It seems to be, you know, almost like not so exclusive to a kohen. This is a very famous mahalach in Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim al Rambam. Reb Chaim says a beautiful pshat. Says, what's the pshat that the menorah could be lit even by a non-koyin? Because why technically, says based off of this Rambam, the Reb Chaim explains that the mitzvah of hadlakas ha-menorah is not to be madlik the menorah. It's not to light the menorah. It's to make sure that it gets lit. That's why even a non-koyin is able to light. Because it's not the act of the lighting which is the mitzvah. It's the preparation of the wicks so that it should be lit. So however it gets lit, theoretically, if the lightning will come down from Shamayim and light the menorah, it will be good.
I think our Torah is not for the Kohen.
That's the Zayzak Reb Chaim. Yeah. That the mitzvah of the menorah is really only the hatava, the preparation of the licks, of the wicks. It's the preparation of the wicks, not the actual hadlokas ha-menorah itself, the physical act of lighting the menorah. So let's take a step back. With this Reb Chaim, it's even worse. The Ramban asked the question initially. He said, what's the pshat by the menorah? Why does that make Aaron unhappy? It's not exclusive. He doesn't, because he wanted something exclusive? He has 1,000 things which are exclusive. What was so special about the menorah that's exclusive? It's even worse. The menorah is not even exclusive at all. So what was his initial problem? We weren't included in the Chanukah Samizbeach. We weren't included in the Chanukah Samishkan. Oh, yeah. Shem says, okay, I'll give you menorah. But that mitzvah is not even an exclusive thing. Anybody could do it technically. So how did it make Aaron happy? This is what we want to explain. So really, in order to understand this, you have to take a step back and realize what was so great about the Korbanos of the Nesiim? What was so special about the Chanukah Mishkan that the Nesiim did? What was so special about the Nesiim? And the answer I want to suggest, based off of already what the Bali Mutzer explained, that the greatness of the Nesiim is not that each one was exclusive unto themselves, that they brought their own idea, their own carbon. Andarabba, each Nasi brought the same carbon as the one prior to that point. Why? Because it was actually a sign, not of how great I am above my friend, or above how my shavit is better than their shavit. It was actually an opportunity to show unity with each other. Achdus, that I showed, I'm not better than you, you're not better than me, we're all one nation. We may have different tafkidim, we all may have different personalities, but we're all special unto ourselves. Once you understand that that was the godless of the Nesiim, then now you understand what made Aaron happy. Is dafka, what does the menorah do? The menorah is dafka shayach to everybody. Adrabba. The mitzvah of menorah could be lit by anybody. And adrabba, like Nasa Meir said beautifully about the menorah by Chanukah HaMenorah. itself by Hanukkah, which is that it's shayach to Gantz Klal Yisrael. That's what made Aaron so happy. It's the fact that it was something that unified everyone together. That's the godless. And Adar Abba, the opportunity to be Madlik Menorah was an opportunity to be Meshtatir with Yenu, to be concluded with each other. That was the godless of Aaron HaKoyin. And that's the Pshat of Aaron HaKoyin, Oyev Shalom V'Hoydev Shalom. Because the Adar Abba, that's Aaron HaKoyin. Aaron HaKoyin is somebody who wants peace and love and unity together. As the Mishnah Abba says, he's a lover of peace and he chased after peace. Oyev Shalom V'Hoydev Shalom. This is the godless of a Koyin. Okay, somebody who wants to connect other people, who wants to include other people as well. Yehuda, that's you. You're somebody who mamish wants to connect to other people. You were mishtat to other people. And Horaya, the most befitting thing that he could have done on his last day in the Koilo was to bring pizza. Can you imagine? That, there's nothing that's more unifying than pizza. Pizza is the language of love. It's above and beyond all Lashoinis and all Sprachim. You can have a Jew coming from South Africa, right? You have a Jew coming from Australia, right? I always get you guys mixed up. You have a guy coming from Uzbekistan, also known as Brooklyn, yeah? You have Nelson Mayer coming from Baruch Hashem Lakewood in Brooklyn, and Yitzchak, I have no idea where you're from. And Mayer, from Mexico, and Danielle, from the Five Towns, right? From Great Neck. Yeah?
Merrick, but a lot of people.
Merrick, okay, that's okay, that's it. Okay. You pay lower taxes. And of course, our Choshuva Skan Rosh Koil, or Burl.
East New York or Brooklyn.
East New York or Brooklyn, but you see? But through also, through his shver, through Kamenitz, and through Tells, and through the Chafetz Chaim, that we have the schus to have so many unique individuals here. But what brings us together, by the way, is not the pizza, it's Yehuda. That's what brings us all together. That's the godless. So, Emir Sashem Yisbarach, we should always remember, we're never going to forget you. I hope you don't forget us. Okay? Certainly, Rabbi Eben will make sure you don't forget him. Okay, Emir Sashem? But we have to have a Karas HaToyv to the Rosh Koil himself, who unfortunately could not be here. Very much we want to see you, and very much we want to have been here. He's in America fundraising for us. Yehuda, you know what? Okay, Alam Daniel. The point is, Mirza Hashem is where. Hatzlacha, Rabbi. We're going to miss you tremendously. Okay, Shkoya.
Amen.